I'm sorry, the stock market. Oh, the stock market. Yeah, the stock market. Yeah. Okay. Stock market. So, this Pluto-Saturn that is conjunct today at the exact degree at 22 degrees Capricorn, 47 minutes, so it's almost 23, is in a perfect beneficial trine to Mercury in the stock market chart. All right? Now, what does that mean? Well, a trine is ease. It flows, okay? So Saturn's wisdom, Pluto is transformation. So the market, I can't think of the market as a person, but anyway, the market is taking the wisdom of Saturn and the transformation of some sort into that beneficial angle. If I'm going to interpret it, I'd have to say something like, maybe they're going to transform the way, I don't know how it operates anyway, but the way it operates or the way it communicates or something. But the most important thing is, it's a beneficial angle. It is not a tension angle, okay? Uranus, I spoke about, turned right now, today, 2 degrees Taurus, okay? Venus in the stock market chart is 5 degrees. Now, if you want to check this, you can go back. Let me just get here so I give you some work to do. Okay. If you go back to June, July of this year, Uranus made a conjunction to Venus in the stock market chart. That was the aspect that finance guy said to me, oh, that's what happened in 1935, you know, and started all the good stuff. Okay, so that was in June, July. Then it went all the way to 6 degrees, turned retrograde, and came back to that beneficial angle in September, October. And now, today, turned direct, and is going to make another pass to it in the end of March and April. So I would think that those time points should have been something good in the market. I don't know the market, so... But you've got those dates if you want to go back and play and look and what have you, okay? So that's coming again. It just turned at 2, right? So the market's going to get that beneficial angle. All right, it's going to get there in March, did I say? All right. Now, remember, I'm using an exact degree. And it can have a degree coming and going. So if I give it 1 degree, I'm saying March and April. Either the middle of the month, or the whole thing. You're going to have the planet Uranus, change, freedom, beneficial, conjunct Venus, which is money, in the stock market chart. All right? So that is definitely, you know, a time to watch. Let me just look at something here. It does seem that there is an adjustment of sorts, because this Pluto Saturn that makes that beneficial angle to Mercury also makes a square, a tension friction, to the Moon and Jupiter in the same chart. Now, when you have trines and squares, people that have known me a long time say, Kathy loves trines and squares. Why? Because the trine is very beneficial. The square is action. And if you have too many trines and no action, you know, you sit there fairy Mary, right? So, if there is an adjustment, it's not a time to think that it's going to stay there. You know what I mean? Because Uranus is going to just pick up speed again, and Saturn's going to, you know, Saturn's going to move. But if this Saturn-Pluto is doing anything, it's making the square and the trine. So I've got to think that even if the square is a negative, it's going to make some sort of adjustment to get into the more beneficial situation, you know? And that's just, you know, a broad look at the picture. There's definitely going to be, you know, some challenging times, but the other interesting thing is that the market chart is in an 8 personal year, as the country's in the 6. And an 8 personal year, you are chairman of the board of your life. You're sitting in the executive position. All right? So the market, per se, this year, sits in that executive position. And so, what does that mean? It means that there could be a restructuring or refocusing organization, whatever you want to call it, you know, on it. And there's a lot of activity in the market chart that I would not, if, you know, if somebody asked me what I should do, I would not give them advice because I don't know anything about the market, okay? And there's so much activity that I'd either have to say one of two things. If you're not going to do anything and it goes down, don't panic because it's going to adjust again. If you want to do something, you know, then you can go ahead and do it. But it's, you have to go with, you know, go with the flow. I never forget when I had settled a legal case in Italy years ago, and I put this money into an annuity account, and it was, I had a guaranteed 6%. And my kids said, 6%, that's all, you could do better in the market, beep, 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 beep. I said, look, at my age, I just want a guarantee, okay? Leave me alone. Then, in 2008, the market went, okay, everything, and you couldn't get a CD for 6%. It was down like to 1% or something. So, everything is relative to where you are, what you're doing. You know, you have to use your God-given intelligence to look at the big picture and everything. However, you know, the market did come back, as it always does. But if you panic with something, then it's, you know, you're going to have a problem with it, whatever. So there's just too much activity on it, except for that Uranus to the Venus, you know, which I think is very good. So if you wanted my personal opinion, which is dangerous to ask for, something I don't know, I'd probably look at that, and if somebody said to me, oh, but Kathy, you know, this stock is really going to go blah, 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 I'd probably buy it with the Uranus on that Venus and sell it very shortly after. That's what I do. So, okay, stock market, anything else anybody wants to know? No? Yeah, the April, March, April, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, that's when, right. And that's when, March, April is when Uranus makes the conjunction to Venus in the stock market chart at the same time in the U.S. chart. It's making a sextile to Jupiter, the great benefactor, at 5 degrees Cancer, an offer too good to refuse. So both charts have got that 6 degrees. So that's what I would do it on. You know what I'm saying? In the U.S. chart, it's a lot, it's right now. Right now. It's the one I'm talking about, the Pluto Saturn today, is at 22 degrees Capricorn. Jupiter is 22 Libra in the stock market chart. And the moon is 21 Aries. So it's there now, okay? Now, there's two ways you can look at this. You can look at this like, oh, my God, what's going to happen, okay? Or you could look at this that Saturn's fear, Pluto is transformation, all right? So are we going to go into the fear like, oh, my God, the market's going to, you know, or are we going to go into that adjustment thing? And I don't have the answer to that. But, yes. Are you all good?